Thank you, José. Gisela here. I'd like to welcome everyone on today's Lacralo monthly call on Monday, the 25th of March at 2300 UTC. On the Spanish channel, we have José Arce, Alfredo López, Alberto Soto, Philippe Bouland, Aida Noblia, Antonio Medina Gómez, Sergio Solinas Porto, Juan Manuel Rojas, Eric Huesca, Silvia Herline Leite, Fatima Cambronero, Adrian Carballo, Johnny Loriano, Humberto Carrasco. On the English channel, we have Dev Anantiluxing, Olivier Crépin Leblanc, Roosevelt King, Lance Hines, and Jason Hines will be joining us shortly. We have apologies noted from Gilberto Lara if he's not able to join us during the call. From staff, we have Hadi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters this evening are Veronica and Sabrina. If I could remind you all, please, to state your name when speaking for transcript purposes, and also to allow the interpreters to identify you on the other language channel. I'd also like to wish Aida a very happy birthday. And over to you, José. Thank you.
José Arce speaking. Thank you. Welcome, everybody, to this monthly meeting in our region. As you know, last Monday, we had the Lacralo candidates call, Lacralo elections call, and apparently 90 minutes were not enough. Most members in the region had plenty of questions of the candidates, so we decided to allocate the first half hour of this monthly teleconference to getting to know them a little bit better and to a Q&A session with the candidates, with questions posted on the AEC room last week and questions posted during this week. So having said this, we will proceed in an orderly fashion. We have some pending or outstanding questions, so I would like to give the floor to Sylvia Herlane. Sylvia, I don't know what the speaking order will be, but if you can please help me, we can proceed at this point in time. This is Sylvia Herlane later. Good evening. I will give the floor to Sylvia Vivanco, who will be coordinating the Q&A and will be giving the floor to the respondents. So Sylvia Vivanco, if you can please proceed. This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Good afternoon, everybody. I am pleased to begin with the Q&A session with the candidates to Lacralo's chair and secretariat. I am reading questions from the wiki page. As you can see, there are questions of the candidates. I will mention the person posting the question and the person of whom the question is asked. May I please ask you to be brief, because we only have 30 minutes allocated to this Q&A. First of all, I have a question posted by Antonio Medina, and he wants to know whether if there's going to be a new call to elections for the chair, if that new call or extension can be taken as a democratic step. And this is Silvia Vivanco speaking for the records. I believe what he means is, what happens if we have a majority abstention vote as a result of this election? If the chair and the secretariat allow me to reply, I would say that in a democratic fashion, we would proceed to a further election or a new election round because La Crallo cannot be without leadership positions. I don't know if Jose has, or Sylvia, agree with my reply or if you have any comment on this point. This is Jose Arce speaking. Of course, Sylvia, I agree with what you have said, so go ahead, please. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Okay. The second question was posted by Diego Acosta Bastidas. It's a question of Jose. And this is a question posted by Diego Acosta, and it's a question of Jose Arce. What would be the roadmap to diversify and widen the internet users' organizations' participation in the region, and what role will the higher education centers play to this end? Jose Arce, if you could take the floor, please. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. I will reply this briefly. Regarding the roadmap, we addressed that in our prior conference call. For the 2013-2014 term, and one of our conclusions was that many of the projected actions will depend on the results of the or the outcomes of the Internet Governance Working Group. Unfortunately, we still do not have these outcomes, but we expect to have them shortly, and we will work along that line because ideally, after the Beijing meeting, we will put in place the results or the outcomes of all the working groups. After they are drafting all these documents, so on the basis of last week's call, this is my reply. And of course, last week's records are available. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Jose. I will now read the questions of candidates posted on in the chat room during the March 18th conference. We have a question posted by Carlo Dionisio Aguirre of LANS. What is your proposal in relation to engagement? Silvia Vivanco speaking. How should we consider the lack of participation in many ALSs? And what do you think about the sanctions that we should apply or sanctions to apply? So, Lance, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
La Crallo needs to agree that participate, not only agree, but La Crallo needs to ratify and incorporate this, incorporate a position in our operating principles that participation is a condition of continued membership. If we don't take that kind of decision, we are not going to get any further than the conversations that we normally have. Again, this is Lance Hines for the record. So we have to state that participation is a condition of continued membership. In terms of the lack of participation, where I come from, these rules are very clear. For example, if you miss 3 meetings or if you miss 5 meetings, you can be, your membership or your position in the roster can be revoked or it can be moved. We're going to have to draw a line in the sand in terms of what it means to participate. Now, in terms of participation itself, I think we start with small steps. We start with attendance for meetings. We start from there. You can do it one of two ways. What I said a few minutes ago in terms of how many meetings you miss, or we could set down a condition that says that you're expected to attend a certain percentage of meetings that you have. Once you begin to put those types of measures in place, then you could start to scale up in terms of participation. Then you could start to scale up in terms of the other work that needs to be done. But let's get some of those basics first, and then we could become as sophisticated as we want in terms of the patient. But we need to get some basics in place. That's my input.
Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Lance. I have one more question posted by Carlos Dionisio Aguirre. This is a question of all candidates. How must we consider the lack of participation in many ALSs, and what do you think about the sanctions to apply? This is a question also of Jose and of Sylvia. So, Jose, if you could take the floor, please. This is Jose Arce speaking. Well, to some extent, I agree with Lance. This is something that is long running in the region, that is the lack of participation. This has been ongoing for quite a while. There isn't a magical solution, and I have included my view in the document I posted on the wiki last week. We will overcome this only if we have a working group with shared interests that is fully committed to its work that can make a contribution. Of course, this is volunteer work, so the key is to do something that we really like and that we feel passionate about. Adrian Carballo interrupting now. This is Adrian Carballo. Hello, everybody. Jose Arce now speaking. Adrian, no problem about your interruption. Welcome to the call. So, Jose Arce speaking. So, as I was saying, only when we find this common ground for working together will we overcome this participation issue in the region. I am convinced that we will overcome this, and we will all be able to make a valuable contribution to the region that is very valuable to the region, and we will work to this end. Thank you. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Jose. I will now give the floor to Sylvia Herlane so that she replies to this question regarding lack of participation and sanctions to apply. This is Sylvia Herlane for the record. Thank you, Sylvia. I believe that we should start addressing the sanctions. I am a firm believer in that we do not have to sanction or punish anyone. I believe that an ALS that is not participating and whose country is being affected by that lack of participation is sort of self-punishing or punishing itself. What we need to see is to determine how to get this ALS involved or engaged. We need to come up with metrics to detect the active and the inactive ALSs. I do not think we should fire or eliminate ALSs that are inactive or remove their accredited status. However, those inactive ALSs should not become an obstacle to LACRALO when we have to move forward or we have to proceed to a vote. This is not an idea of my own. This is something that we have been discussing since Cartagena, so we need engagement parameters. I remember that back in Cartagena, Deb, Carlos, Fatima, Sergio, myself, we're working together. We have plenty of material. We have made significant progress, and I believe we could set up a working group to resume this initiative and classify ALSs in active and inactive ALSs. In a nutshell, I do not like to speak about sanctions or punishments because we are all volunteers. We are all volunteering our time. But if a country is not being represented, at the end of the day, that country is being negatively affected. So we need to determine how to engage ALSs. We need to come up with a solution to see what this boils down to see what Lacrallo wants, and to see what that ALS wants, why the ALS is in Lacrallo, and why the ALS wants to become engaged with ICANN. Only in that way will we achieve more active participation. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. I have a question posted by Eric Huesca. It's a question of Jose Arce. How should we evaluate the second, or in your second term, how are you going to deal with learning metrics? Are they going to be validated? Jose, go ahead, please. You have the floor. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Silvia. I think we have 5 minutes left. And we have many questions, so I will reply in writing. I will post my reply on the wiki later on today. So I suggest we should continue replying the other questions, because if not, I will take up 6, 7 or even more minutes. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Jose. The next question is a comment, rather, posted by Johnny Laureano. It's addressed. It addresses all the candidates. He wants them to speak about the significance of a one-year plan that will have an integration or inclusive and strategic focus with measurable outcomes and readable. This is sort of an Alice in Wonderland view, if you will, and if I can make myself better understood by mentioning so. Then I have a question by posted by Carlos Dionisio Aguirre of Lanz. I would like to hear what you think about these issues, that is, metrics. Lanz, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
The metrics, this is Lanz Hines for the record. These metrics relate to what? The comment by Johnny? What do these metrics say? What are we talking about? Or is that the question from Eric?
Silvia Vivanco speaking now, Lance. I think this is a reply to Johnny's comment. So, yes, I think it's related to Johnny's comment regarding measurable outcomes of that Lacrallo strategic plan.
All right. Lance Hines for the record again. I am not sure whether a one-year plan is workable. If I would suggest something longer, and what would happen is that you would put in your strategic goals and objectives and your measurable results over that period. I do not believe that that 1 year is enough. I think in terms of what sorts of goals that you should have, one, it is the increase in the membership of Lacrallo, the education of the membership, which would improve their ability to participate in the ICANN-ALAC-related discussions. Those are the first goals, and their supporting activities that will come under those goals. But anything that we do should be more than 1 year. I don't think it's workable. I think time flies too fast. I'm sorry. A 3-year plan for me is far more realistic, and it's also important. We need to have specific goals and objectives in terms of where we work, and we need to be able to measure those goals. So we need to carefully establish the objectives, the expected results, and the supporting activities for the overall strategy that we would like to employ in Lacrallo. Thank you, Sylvia.
Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Lance. Now I have a question posted by Eric Huesca. It's a question of Silvia Herling. Silvia, mention the number of Latin American countries and the percentage of countries that participate and the percentage of the increase in these countries. Just to mention some figures. Sylvia Hurley now speaking. I was checking information on the internet in order to find out the number of countries if we consider Latin America and the Caribbean, or if we consider the countries within LACRALO. There's 33 countries in LACRALO, and we have representation in 16 countries. So our representation percentage is 43% on a regional scale. I believe that we need a plan in order to incorporate at least 3 countries per year. We know that LACRALO is pursuing that goal, the goal of having representation from each country. So if we set the goal of incorporating 3 countries per year, in 5 years' time, we would have the entire representation of the Latin American countries within ICANN. But of course, this is easier said than done. We need to take concrete steps. We need to get to know the internet community in several countries where we do not have ALSs. We need to learn where and when they meet, for example, in fairs, etc. And just to mention an idea, LACRALO should have representatives there in order to reach the users of that country so that they become acquainted with LACRALO and they are invited to join us. So I believe we need to take concrete steps and go beyond words. We have 48% representation of all countries in the region, but we have some ALSs, for example, Internauta Argentina, that reach 60,000 end users. We have some other ALSs that reach only 100 users and some others reaching 6,000. So historical data are available when we receive ALS applications, and we should work in order to reach that objective that Eric was mentioning with or by means of the LACRALO ALSs. We need to continue working along these lines with real or actual data to reach everyone and come up with a plan that will enable us to reach even more end users. Thank you. Sylvia Vivanco speaking now. Thank you, Sylvia. The next question was posted by Johnny Laureano. It's a question of all the candidates. So the speaking order will be Jose, Sylvia, and Lance. Can you speak about a plan for the 2013-2014 term? So Jose, Sylvia, and Lance, in that order, you have the floor. Jose, go ahead, please. Jose Arce speaking. I think this question has been replied with the material we posted last week regarding LACRALO's future. We have our goals for this year. We have to work with the documents of the 4 working groups in Costa Rica. We have to increase user participation, and we need a measurable percentage of participation increase, and we need to perform this significant task in our working groups within ALAC and LACRALO. These are short-term goals, and these are few tasks, but tasks that we are really intent on performing. I believe that if we focus on this, then we would have a very good analysis for our region. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Jose. Sylvia, you have the floor now. This is Sylvia Herlane speaking. Thank you. I think we need to focus on more communication and engagement as the focus for next year. In order to achieve that effectively, it is clear that we need a strategic plan that we have all been mentioning. We are already working on this We have the strategic planning working group coordinated by Mr. Alejandro Pisanti, and we also have the strategic working group or steering committee coordinated by Mr. Rodrigo de la Parra. Dev and Fatima are representing us in the latter strategy group, and they have a partial view of the region. They should have started participating in this group with a mandate or with actual knowledge of the region's needs. And to that end, representatives should have told them what we need and what each of their organization expects. We still have time, we're still in time to achieve that, and we can express our views on the draft report shared by Fatima. I believe all Acralo members should read this document. It's a very clear document written in Spanish, and you should say whether you agree with that or not. Once we have this strategic plan, this plan will go or be above and beyond any officer, any person being the chair or the secretariat. Anybody will be able to pursue and accomplish or observe this plan. But I believe this plan is fundamental so that La Cralo may have continuity and our work is not interrupted every 2 years. Thank you. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Lance, you have the floor now. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Silvia. Lance Hines for the record. I would like to look at the internal matters because if we are talking about the La Cralo Secretariat, it is to take an administrative perspective of how things work. I would certainly like to see the establishment of a framework for membership once and for all, and how that membership is maintained, the rules pertaining to continuing membership, and how you handle those members who don't attend, who don't participate. There need to be rules and regulations, certainly in my mind, in terms of how that is going to work. I think we need to know what we have in La Cralo, who is committed, who is going to participate, who is going to work, because it is those who are going to work that will ensure that the plans and the strategies that are adopted get implemented. So I'd like to see some more structure, certainly in terms of membership, certainly in terms of how it continues, certainly in terms of how we do our work. So any plan, certainly on my side in 2013, 2014, would be to really shore up the organizational framework and that we have in La Cralo. Thank you, Sylvia.
Sylvia Vivanco speaking. I have the last question. It's a question of all the candidates, posted by Alfredo Lopez. With your new government, how can we make contributions to the United Nations mandate of bridging the digital divide or gap in our countries? Jose, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Jose Arce speaking. While you were reading this question, I was recalling Sergio's talk or conference. He was a speaker in our capacity building sessions, and we addressed the digital gap. I believe that La Cralo will achieve this goal through its representatives. That's the only way in which we can do that. And we should send as much information as possible, the more information the better, so that every association can reach out to end users. And we can focus on their programs so that through their programs they can contribute to bridging the digital gap. Sergio is going to work together with the members of the region, specifically focusing on ALSs. Thank you. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Jose. Silvia, you have the floor. This is Silvia Herlin speaking. I fully agree with Jose because this is not included in LACRALO or ICANN policy debate, but this is part of debate in our organizations, for example, the organization that I belong to. This is not included in LACRALO's activities, but maybe we could gather organizations that focus on bridging the digital gap in order to share experiences and materialize this, make this become a reality. I believe that when we speak about this motto or slogan of one internet, one world, well, that should be a guide, or that should guide our actions within ICANN. We cannot have one world, one internet if we don't spread the use of information and communication technologies. We should focus on this a little bit more and focus on actions along these lines. But that is up to the organizations within LACRALO, not all of them, that are focused on this specifically. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Lance, you have the floor now.
I agree with both Jose and in terms of both survey and both Jose and Sylvia in terms of what they've said. I would, however, say to you that ICANN's focus is very narrow in the first instance. It specifically assumes in this policy deliberations and discussions that you have access to the internet at some level in the first instance. Even LACRALO's role is to participate in those discussions in the interest of its constituents in this region. So there is no specific mandate for that. But certainly at the ALS level, there's got to be a responsibility to make sure that their constituents and others continue to make sure that ICT penetration increases. Access to the internet, that penetration has to increase as well. And certainly LACRALO, just because of the nature of its constituency, must look to begin to develop strategies to be able to increase that access so they can also participate in the ICANN decision making and the creation of policy. Thank you, Zodia.
This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. We have now closed or finished the Q&A session. We have read all the questions posted on the wiki. I will now give the floor to Jose to proceed with the LACRALO monthly teleconference. Please continue to post your comments or questions on the wiki so that we can continue with this debate. Thank you.
This is Jose Arco speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. I would like to make a point of clarification before moving forward with the agenda regarding what we have been discussing in the AC room. There are some questions, and I work with a four group, or I've been working with the group in Costa Rica. There is a question by Eric. So I would like to give the floor to him, for him to make a point of clarification, because I answered or I gave a reply regarding a plan and the task has been fulfilled in 15 or 20%. So when it comes to the plan for the period 2013-2014, well, we only have a 20% of this work accomplished. So that being the case, I wouldn't do it because otherwise it would make no sense. So I would like to coordinate with this working group so that the working group can finish its activity. And once we have made some progress with this group, and we can take into account the work of the Alejandro Pisanti's working group, and then we will be able to plan this issue on which Lance and Sylvia agree. This has to do with short-term planning. In the long run, we need this task to be completed. So I would like to say that the strategic planning working group, the chair of that working group is Alejandro Pisanti. I asked them why they were not moving forward with their activities, and the answer was that the working group was working and the results did not depend on the results of the elections. So I don't understand why I could never get an answer or a reply from that working group. So I would like to hear something from the participants of this working group. I am always trying to contribute with my points of view and work with, and I would like to work with them so that they can finish their activities and their task. So, just to sum up, I cannot provide an answer to Eric's question because the work of that working group is not finished yet. I don't know if should I give the floor to Eric. Perhaps he would like to say something about this. This is Eric speaking. Thank you very much, Jose. It is my pleasure. The activity, the work of this working group is finished with the SWOT analysis. And in December, it was agreed that we will discuss the details on an assembly together with Alberto Soto. And last week, when we were discussing the metrics, what we still need is to discuss or include that part in the document. But the document and the work itself is already finished. When you participated, the work was presented by Alejandro and by the rest of the members of the group in a meeting, and Alberto was in charge of presenting that work. It is easy when you have a working plan to work, but I believe that you, as a candidate for the chair, you need to take into account the metrics and the objectives, and they need to be measurable because we all need to know about your work. That is my answer to your comment regarding the working plan. That's This is Jose Arzu speaking. For the record, thank you very much, Eric, for clarifying this point. Before giving the floor to Alberto, I would like to say that the Secretariat and the Chair have never received the formal work, the final formal work of the working group, so we would like to have that work during these days. Alberto, please, you have the floor. Go ahead. This is Alberto Soto for the record. Unfortunately, I do not agree with Eric at all. Some days ago, I gave up the group because they were not making any progress at all. In December, after our last LACRALO monthly call, we talked about this working group, and we had a conference call for that, specifically devoted to that working group, and we spoke about the fact that there was a calendar missing. I proposed the creation of a calendar or schedule. Alejandro Pisanti asked me to send that schedule by email. He asked me to correct the schedule. I posted on the wiki, and it was never fulfilled since nothing was being fulfilled. Well, I took the SWOT analysis because the SWOT analysis is just a minute part of this strategic planning. And I created the confrontation matrix. And that is the only thing we have. After this confrontation matrix, in terms of strategic planning, we still need to work on all the conclusions derived from this confrontation matrix. And this is the first metric. This is the first metric existing. There is no other, or there is nothing else. And it was me, the one doing it. So it might be wrong, but nobody has participated. And that's why I gave up the group. The work is not finished, not even in 20%. We still need to work. We need to develop. We still need to do and work a lot. If we had finished with that, and if we have fulfilled the first schedule before, I said before the Beijing meeting, well, that might be presented during the Beijing meeting. If you want, I may send you the schedule to the whole list, but that was my intention. Thank you very much. That's it. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. Before moving forward with the agenda, is there any comment just to close this item? Jose Arce speaking. Okay, now let's discuss item number 5. I see Lance, he has his hand up. Lance, would you like to take the floor, please?
Lance Hines, for the record, not to spend too long on this, but were there, with the creation of the working groups, were there specific goals and tasks that would have been established and they would have been sent back to the president and the secretariat? I'm just wondering.
This is Jose Arce speaking, for the record. Let me see if I've understood your question. The methodology of the working groups is a general methodology, and the secretariat and the chair, apart from being members of these working groups and contributing to them, we were just the links to present the work to the region, and then to set up the plans and the results.
Okay.
Once the tasks are finished by the working group, that's all. So I don't know, Lance, what you mean by saying some tasks for the chair and the secretariat.
No, that is not what I meant. I just wondered if at the point when the working group was created, whether the work program with specific targets would have been presented to you and Sylvia before they went forward. So I just wondered if that was done. That was the only thing. It was not for you to do the work. I just wondered if as part of the process of establishing the working group, whether there was any kind of target or specific activities identified at that time and submitted to you or even submitted to Lagrallo as a whole.
This is Jose Arce speaking. Yes, Lance. At that time, when the working groups were created in Costa Rica, I sent the steps to follow to each of the working groups. And the members of those working groups will manifest or show their will to participate, and we assigned coordinators. They evaluated these proposals of steps to follow, and the coordinator of each working group had a meeting with ELAD. ELAD was a kind of coordinator of coordinators, to put it somehow. And then each of the working groups drafted their own specific and general objectives, and they start working on them.
Okay.
So each working group had their own possibility of having their own objective. So nobody obliged them to set their objectives and fulfill their objectives. Each working group had the availability to create their and draft their own objectives as they might believe it was better for them. So I think we're going or talking about point or item number 7 on the agenda. We will discuss that later. That's all. Thank you.
Sure.
So this is Jose Arce speaking again. Is there any other comment or question? If not, I would like to move forward with the agenda. Now we will ask Fatima and Dev. They will have 5 minutes to provide us with a summary. They send their work for consultation to the region. So now I would like them to speak about the strategic planning working group. Fatima speaking. Jose, thank you very much. This is Fatima for the record. I have just posted on the AC room the links to the wiki for our strategic planning. Before getting into detail, I would like to make a comment because I have heard the comments, and I think there is still a confusion among the working groups. I would like you to remember that these internal Lac Valley working groups created in Costa Rica meeting, as Jose said before, together with ELAD collaboration as a facilitator, we had four groups, the communication, translation, governance, and strategic planning working groups. These are internal groups, working groups, to evaluate or assess Lac Valley work. That's why I was commenting, Eric, on the AC room, that the SWOT analysis for these working groups, strategic planning working group, is a SWOT analysis belonging to the whole Lac Valley region. This is not just for the secretariat or the chair or just to a small group. This is an assessment to see how Lac Valley is working as a whole. And I would like to make this clarification once again, because we also have the Lac of strategy working group for the Latin American and Caribbean region. And this is a working group created by ICANN, and this is within the objectives of ICANN provided by Fadi Sahari, the new CEO. The idea is to focus on the regions that are part of ICANN. So we already know that we have the African strategy, and this is being implemented. Oh, we had some events with good results, and this working group on which we are working, this is the Lac strategy, and this is an ICANN working group for the region. In this working group, there are members of the Latin American and Caribbean region participating, and we belong to the different communities within ICANN. That's why this group, led by Rodrigo de la Parra, Dev, Anand, and me, we are the representatives of Lac Valley within this working group. We need to work as a liaison. That is what we have been doing up to now. We report after each call or each meeting the activities of this working group. As I said before, in an email sent to the list, there was face-to-face meeting held in Montevideo in which many members of the group participated. Some members participated remotely. And after this meeting, we have drafted the first draft document of the LAC strategy for Latin American and the Caribbean region. What we did here is to determine the mission ambition of this strategy for our region. And if you are now looking at the document, we had discussed two questions. We're asking what were our objectives as a region, and the second question that we took into account was why ICANN should consider our needs, our goals, in its strategic plan. After considering these two questions, we drafted a detailed list of points, and there were some comments, for example, the one by Alberto, who suggested that the mission should be posted as a question and not as a statement, and we also had a call. Taking into account that this is a draft document and that it is open for consultation and comment until March the 31st, we are tuning up this document, so we will be receiving all the comments, suggestions, and revisions that might be required. After drafting the vision, the work was divided into four areas of interest. As you can see from the document, we have the political aspect, capacity building, operations, and economic aspects. Once those four areas were determined, these key areas were determined, for each of these key areas, we drafted their strategic objectives, the respective strategic objectives. After drafting the objectives, we worked on the indicators, that is to say, we asked ourselves how we could measure all the objectives and their fulfillment. And I would like to say that this strategic strategy, this regional strategy, has a duration of three years, and the idea is to implement and measure the objectives during the first year and to see if we can fulfill the objectives during the first year. Then we drafted our strategic projects, and these are concrete actions to see how we will deal within each area. On the document you will see this in detail, but I would like to highlight that we are focusing on the cooperation and contribution among ICANN and different organizations and regional organizations, and we need to take into account what is being done in order to avoid the duplication efforts. We're also focusing on capacity building and outreach. We are trying to strengthen the DNS industry in our region to have greater participation of political stakeholders within ICANN coming from our region. We also need to have the participation of the academia and university. We want the university to go to ICANN and ICANN go to the universities. So I would like you to read this document and let us know your comments about these points or aspects. Once we finish with all these documents, they were aligned with the strategic matrix at the end of the document with the four hallmarks or points that are important for this strategic planning. These are the strategic plan and the strategic objective for the ICANN strategic planning. They are four. They have to deal with ICANN an internet ecosystem, the DNS industry, the policies, and so on. So these are taken into account within these areas. And what we did was assembled or was put into these main ICANN strategic plan. And we need to take into account that we are focused on ICANN and mission and vision. We, as our strategy, cannot ask ICANN to take care of data escrow or IP because that is not within ICANN's mission. Deb and I within this working group, we're focusing on that. So I would like to thank Deb and Alberto for the material they sent me. So I know and I have the information that was used in this working group because that information was used to address our needs and for our region. Fatima, this is Silvia speaking. Fatima speaking again, so please, if I am forgetting anything, I would like Dev to say or compliment my speech. Please take your time to review this document. The consultation or comment period is open until March the 31st. In Beijing, we will have a discussion. This will not be the formal presentation. The formal presentation will be later on. There will be an open meeting. I don't remember the date, but we will be sharing this information with the people participating in Beijing. And please let us know your comments because we are the liaisons and we take your comments to the working group. Thank you very much. This is Sylvia Helen later. Jose has dropped. So thank you very much to Fatima for your comment. I had the opportunity to read the report, and you need to read it more than once. It is a very interesting work, and we need to collaborate with them because it is a wonderful work. Now we will discuss item 6, that is the situation of the application of ILS 177. I will post the link of the wiki page. I've opened the comments for the whole community to express about this incorporation of this ALS, and this is TEDIC, Technology, Education, Development, Investigation, or Research and Communication from Paraguay. You can post your comments. There are just a few comments, one from Alberto. Those comments will be open till March the 30th, so you have 5 days to provide your comments or post your comments. Is there any comment or remark about this item 6 on the agenda? Jose Arce, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Silvia speaking, Jose Arce is typing on the chat. Silvia speaking, Jose, we cannot hear you. Now we do. Go ahead, please. This is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. I would like to add something about what you mentioned regarding the ALSs. Sylvia got in touch with one of the members of this association, but I don't know if she's got the answer. Sylvia speaking. Unfortunately, I had no reply. Jose Arce speaking. Well, this is not a minor detail. We were talking about inviting people to be part of our region and to have direct contact with them. So I see Natalia has her hand up on the AC room. Natalia, would you like to take the floor? This is Natalia Enciso speaking. Hello, can you hear me? This is Natalia for the record. I would like to say that I know some of the members belonging to that ALS, Mari Carmen Sequeira. She's the one sending the application. She's now in Brazil, in Curitiba, and she has changed her cell phone number because I left her a message for her to contact you and provide further information. So I volunteer if you want to contact her to give her a message to her or to any other member of the ALS. This is an ALS working specially with open source and free software and creative software, commons, and creative commons, and they are now trying to open a chapter here. That's all. Thank you very much. Jose Arzu speaking. Thank you very much, Natalia. Alberto, would you like to take the floor? This is Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, I contacted them through their wiki, a long time ago, and they answered me quickly. They answered some of the questions I made, and I made them realize that the work did not qualify for ALS because we are the link between ICANN and Internet end users. I told them what an Internet end user was, the work that we did, and that they work with licensees, and what they did, or their work, was not enough to become an ALS. But I was telling them that they might propose what they would like to do so that they could become an ALS. Sylvia speaking. Yes, Alberto, that is recorded on the wiki, so those who would like to make further comments or questions, please post your comments on the wiki, taking into account the link I have posted on the AC room. Thank you very much, Jose. Jose Arzu speaking. Once again, I would like to highlight that Sylvia opened the wiki on February the 19th, so we will give the deadline would be March the 31st. We will have a vote to decide whether they will become a member or not. Because discussing what they would like to do would make no sense. If the region does not vote or manifest or express their opinion, positive or negative opinion, well, we will ask ALAC to issue a document, or we will issue a document expressing this, and that's it. Now we will discuss the following item on the agenda. So Sylvia, you have the floor. This is Sylvia speaking. Now we have item 7, the Lac Valley Working Groups. I asked the coordinators of these working groups if they wanted to make any comment. And Humberto Carrasco and Eric Huesca would like to take the floor to speak about their working groups. Humberto, you have the floor. Humberto speaking. Sylvia, can you hear me? Sylvia speaking. Yes, we hear you. Go ahead, please. This is Humberto Carrasco speaking for the record. Thank you very much for giving me the floor. I would like to tell you that today we sent the final report of the translation working group. I would like to apologize because we have sent the report during January. We are in March, but we have finished our work, and that is published on the wiki. We would like to receive comments, in case you have comments. And that's my comment. Thank you very much. Jose Arce, Humberto speaking. Sorry, Jose, before I would like to interrupt you by saying that I would like to thank all the members of the working group, the ones participating, Silvia, Juan, Dev, and if I am forgetting someone, please, I apologize. Sylvia, this is Jose Arzu speaking. May I have the floor? Sylvia, sure, Jose. Jose Arzu speaking. Thank you very much, Humberto. I have been participating in this translation working group. We had several discussions. It was hard to work with you, but you made a great work. So, congratulations. I would like to congratulate you once again, as I did when you sent the first draft. So, Juan Manuel sent his final report, or the work's final report, a long time ago. So, the results will be implemented or will be seen in the short run. So, Humberto, thank you very much for taking this 5 minutes to give us an update about your working group. Silvia speaking. Thank you very much, Jose. I would like to say that the communication working group have finished with their report, and the report is posted on the wiki for comments. Eric has dropped, so while he's reconnected, we might go to item 8, where the ALEC members will have some minutes to speak or make some comments. And Natalia Enciso would like to take the floor. This is Natalia for the record. I would like to remind you that tomorrow we have the ALEC monthly call, and we will discuss the amendment of the ALEC rules of procedure. We have the wiki page where you can post your comments. No major changes will be accepted or amendments will be accepted because the working group have already been working, but comments, of course, will be accepted. After the call, we will start with voting, so you can express your points of view. Eric, this is Sylvia speaking. Sylvia Helen Leite speaking. Eric, are you on the call? Sylvia speaking. Is there any other comment regarding the 4 working groups? We are now going back to item 7. Any comment about these working groups? So, seeing no questions or comments, we will go to item number 9, other issues or other business. Sergio Salinas Poto has requested the floor, so Sergio, you have the floor. For the record, this is Sergio Salinas Poto. Thank you very much, Sylvia, and thank you, Jose, for letting me this minute to express myself. This is an issue that concerns me. I would like to publicly thank Natalia for their great and excellent work when she sent the report that it is now being discussed in the in ALEC regarding the new rules of procedure. Undoubtedly, this is what was missing. She's sending reports about ALEC activities, but I am concerned about the fact that we do not have the reports by ALEC members. I am concerned about .Patagonia, .CBA, and .Amazon. We didn't have any favorable answer by ALEC. And this is because we have expressed ourselves, those coming from places where we felt affected by .Patagonia and .Amazon, we have publicly expressed our views, and I think that this should have been taken as a flag to move forward. And our points of view were not reflected in the working group. And this alerts me to say something else. During a long time, during all these months, after having left ALAC, I insist that it is necessary. I insist that it is necessary to ask advice about the issues being discussed in ALAC, and this is not being done. And I am concerned about this. I am concerned about the lack of advice requested, because decisions are made unilaterally. So that's why I asked Dev and Natalia. And Natalia has done that during her term. She has worked by asking advice to the regent. So I asked you to take this as a custom, that each item being discussed in ALAC, let's please ask advice, just to take into account. The representatives of the regions are not autonomous representatives. They are representative, and they need the region to express. So they need to work along those lines. They cannot work alone. They cannot work just with their unilateral ideas taken into account by the representative that is on that position. Thank you very much. Dev, you have the floor.
Thank you. Just a comment on this agenda item change. But anyway, to answer Sergio, one, I have been monitoring the Lakwalo list. I do monitor the Lakwalo list. And since all of the ELSs are aware of all of the ALAC, are on the ALAC announcement mailing list, I've been monitoring the list whenever the announcement goes out on the ALAC announce to see if there's been any comments from Lakwalo on these various topics. I'm sure Natalia is as well, as is Carlton. I'm thinking it's superfluous, because I'm thinking everybody receives the ALAC announced mailing list emails. But if not, I think we could also, formally forward the ALAC announce, and persons can then receive the announcements twice and see if there's any comments or suggestions on this. With regards to the GTLD objections process, the ALAC ability to file objections. The review group had a lot of work between mid-January, when we first received our first comments on objections, and our deadline of until our decision on February 8th, where we made the decision on these comments. Now, the comments were received on a single comment, I should add. Was received from someone from Brazil regarding Patagonia, and a single comment was received on .Amazon, also from the same person from Brazil. And this was also posted on the wiki, and then calls for comments were asked from all the relos. A second call for comments was issued, and because there was literally only that one comment up to the early February. There was some more comments received, which was good. And then what we had to then do is look at for all the comments, decide whether they met either limited public interest objection grounds or community objection grounds. Regards to CBA, the review group felt that because the letters CBA can represent acronyms for many different organizations, it was felt it did not meet any limited public interest or community objection grounds, and therefore the decision was not to file an objection. With regards to Amazon and to Patagonia, several working group review group calls focused on asking questions of, is there such a thing as an Amazon community and so forth. But ultimately, what we had to do with the limited number of comments received and as the way to for the review group to make a decision was that after deciding there was no public interest concerns raised by the review group, there were no public interest concerns regarding Amazon and Patagonia, we were then looking at whether there were community objection grounds concerns. As you may have known, there were four objection ground concerns, four criterion. One is community, and I'll post a link to this. Let me just post a link to this item. Okay, I've posted a link. So there are four criteria and four community objection grounds, or four tests. And the four tests were community, substantial opposition, targeting, and detriment. Now, each of those was taken from the applicant guidebook, and they list several factors that must be satisfied in order for that criterion to be satisfied. And one of the important thing to note was that the objector had to meet all four tests in the standards for the objection to prevail. So what the review group did was that we tabulated for each of the review group members, we tabulated whether for each of the factors in the four criterion, whether it passed or didn't pass or unknown. And in terms of Amazon, the detriment criterion was not passed, and that the review group members felt that there was not enough information to really make the base a good decision as to whether the detriment criterion was could be sustained. And therefore, the decision was then taken that the review group will not proceed with drafting of an objection statement on Amazon. With regards to Dot Patagonia, the tabulation showed that most review group members did not pass the targeting and the detriment criterion. And based on the information of the comments received and the information we had. And therefore, on that determination, the review group decided not to file an objection statement regarding Patagonia. In terms of the, I should also mention, unfortunately, Marcelo Telles, who is the Lakwalo appointed member who is the Lakwalo selected member to be on the review group, was not able to participate in the review group as such. When did the time came to actually submit to make a contribution as to the actual tabulation of whether the factors are met, whether the four factors are met, he stepped down. Given the time frame for which a new member has to be on the review group, because of the strict conflicts of interest and so forth, a person has to submit a conflict of interest statement or a statement of interest, identify any potential conflicts of interest, and then the RELO then has to then approve that person. Then the ALAC then has to also then look at that, at the statement of interest, and then approve that person to be on the review group. Given that there was no time really to have a new member fall from Lakwalo put into the review group. I hope I've summarized all this information, and to ensure that Sergio understands this, I could, of course, be happy to continue the conversation off list.
This is Sylvia Hearn speaking. Fatima, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Sylvia interrupting. Excuse me, Fatima. One second, please. Okay, Fatima speaking. I have a general remark. I do not intend to defend anyone because everybody is responsible for their own actions. I agree with Sergio's comment on the report filed by our representatives within ICANN. This goes hand in hand with accountability and transparency for which we have always fought in La Crallo. However, as a member of La Crallo, in my capacity as a La Crallo member and not being an officer, I attend ALEC monthly teleconferences. They are free and open to anyone willing to participate. We do receive the emails, the invitations. We have simultaneous interpretation into Spanish, something that not every region has. And however, I see that every month it is always the same people participating. We do not see as many people from La Crallo as could be there participating. So it is up to everybody or each and every one of us to find out about what is happening and participate. When it comes to the Latin American and Caribbean strategy, well, we received one comment. We need feedback, we need comments and input, because without the region's opinion, we cannot move forward and we cannot grow as a region. So I invite you to participate. We will have ALAC's monthly call tomorrow. We will have interpretation into Spanish, and we will address the rules of procedure that will affect us as a RELO. Sylvia Herlane speaking. Sergio, you have 1 minute, please. Sergio Salinas Porto for the record. I want to thank Fatima. It seems that we have agreed to complement each other, but I fully agree with her position. On many a time, because of working commitments, we cannot participate in the ALAC meeting, but we expect our representatives to provide input. Maybe they cannot or they will not send the email with the agenda because we are already familiar with the agenda, but maybe if they are familiar with the topic, they can come up with an explanation of the discussion or debate. I would like to reply to Dev. Dev, okay. What you have said is true. However, is that you have heard me put this forth during the ALAC meeting held in Canada when we changed officers' terms. I expressed my views regarding facts and not emotions. And Patagonia is a trade brand, and I explained that in a chat. And Patagonia was being represented by a member of the Patagonia company more than anything, and we do not need millions and millions of representatives because on the other side or on the other end we have only one applicant, that is Patagonia, the company. That was my comment. Thank you. Sylvia Hernan, Lady Olivia, you have the floor now. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Sylvia. It's Olivier for the transcript. Actually, Jose Arce had his hand before me, so I defer to Jose.
This is Sylvia Herlane speaking. No, Olivier, go ahead, please. Jose will have the closing remarks.
Okay, thank you very much, Sylvia. It's Olivier Capin-Leblanc for the transcript record. I was just going to join my friend and colleague to basically say that the ALAC calls are open. They are open to everyone to attend, actually. So I would, as chair of the ALAC, I absolutely welcome non-ALAC people to attend the call. When it comes down to speaking during the call, I usually give preference first in the order of speaking to ALAC members But there are many occasions when I invite everyone to comment as well. So I would be absolutely delighted to see more people, ALS members, on the call. That would be really great. I really want this whole organization to work from the top all the way to the edges of the organization. And I think that the ALAC is starting to, the ALAC members themselves are starting to understand the amount of responsibilities that they're taking on when they become ALAC members. I'm glad that many are taking on a lot of responsibilities. I like the information, and I guess this is really up down to the information to reach the edges and to get everyone involved, including all of the AFLOG structures involved, and then the AFLOG structures themselves to ask their members about the issues that we are faced with, because there are sometimes some very serious issues which will affect Internet users worldwide. And my big concern often is that the Internet users worldwide don't really have that much of a say in what ICANN does. That's all. Thank you.
Sylvia Herlain speaking. Thank you, Olivier. Jose, you have the floor now. Jose Arthur speaking. I will now be in charge of the closing remarks. And regarding the elections, there is something I want to highlight. Many people have been working very hard in our region, and of course they are invited to participate. Alberto Soto has been working very, very well in the region. He would make a wonderful chair, Juan Manuel Rojas, Humberto Carrasco. So, in short, there are Fatima also. There are many people that have been working very hard within our region, and I think the region's future is really bright in as much as we can all work together. I would like to thank the staff for putting up with this call. I thank the interpreters. I thank Olivier. I thank the participants on the English and on the Spanish channel. Good evening, and we will keep in touch. Goodbye. This is Sylvia Herlain speaking. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks, everyone. And thanks to the interpreters again.
You're welcome, Deb.